Farm families are preparing for the 2024 wheat crop, and soon we'll begin drilling. Stay tuned, and I will share some wheat production guidelines to remember. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District, FK State Research and Extension. The majority of our wheat in north central Kansas is in the rotation behind soybeans, and because of the limited moisture, soybeans are maturing just a little sooner than expected this year. You might be tempted to drill your wheat sooner, but planting too early can definitely lead to several problems down the road. Problems that may arise with planting early include increased risk of Hessian fly, wheat streak mosaic, or barley yellow dwarf, along with emergence or germination problems. The state of Kansas is divided into four different recommended planting zones for wheat, and our planting window for the Post Rock District and North Central Kansas is September 15th to October 20th. However, the state also has designated fly-free dates, also known as the Hessian fly-free date, which has been around for many, many years. But now, that date has been renamed as the Best Pest Management Planting Date, to not only include the Hessian fly pest, but also other pests and diseases that can develop in the wheat. So there are specific dates that are designated to help avoid the pests and diseases, which is September 29th for Smith and Jewell counties and October 4th for Lincoln County, with Mitchell and Osmer counties in between those dates. The best pest management planting date was established to help lessen the chance of the wheat being infested with pests and diseases. Actually, for the Hessian fly, the activity has been noted through November or even early December in Kansas. So if you're planting early, you might make sure you select wheat varieties that have some tolerance to the Hessian fly. The wheat streak mosaic virus is definitely a disease that seems to show up every year because of the abundance of volunteer wheat and the insect vector that spreads the virus, the wheat curl mite. Because of the extremely dry conditions this year, there may not be as much volunteer wheat, but unfortunately it manages a way to germinate. This is why it is so important to have your volunteer wheat killed at least 2 weeks prior to planting your wheat. This would eliminate the green bridge that the volunteer provides for the wheat curl mites that move to the newly planted wheat from the volunteer wheat once it is killed. The mites can also spread a couple other viruses, including the High Plains virus and the Triticum mosaic virus. Fall infection is much worse and can impact the yield significantly compared to spring infection. Diseases like take-all can also become established with early planted wheat, along with emergence or germination problems if soil temperatures are warmer. A seed treatment is recommended for your wheat to help protect it from seedling blights and some diseases. According to the KSU Mesonet Weather Data Library, our three weather stations in Jewell, Mitchell, and Osborne counties have an average of 79 degrees Fahrenheit for the 2-inch soil sample and 77 degrees Fahrenheit for the 4-inch soil depth. So, more on the warmer side at this time. If you have more questions on wheat production, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.